Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, all things Thanksgiving traditions, great recipes, great menus and food items and ways to stay safe and healthy. All kinds of great information we've been giving.
We have, and we'll post a couple of these recipes on the website, Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, so people can check them out.
Well, that's a great idea because it's a little hard to take everything down as we're talking about it, so we will list everything there. But, you know, one of the things I think about with Thanksgiving, and we mentioned it a little bit at the top of the show, and that is taking the time to step back from your own life where you have food, clothing, where you have all the things that you need, and think about people who may not have all the things that they need. And looking at opportunities to volunteer, to get out in the community, and maybe help someone who, you know, who needs some help.
That's what I think it's all about. I think being thankful, but also being helpful for those and trying to help those who don't have exactly what you have at this point and sharing what you have. Because when you share what you have, you end up having more. You get more out of it. It's more enjoyable. And that meal that you have with the family, when you have somebody that's there that you invited along or some family member brought it along, that's a neat thing to do. You know, whether it's someone that works at your place that you figure might be alone and have no place to go, or a student that's sitting there in a school and doesn't have any place to go, you know, inviting them along to come to that dinner. And then there's also, we talked before, going to places to offer service, to help prepare meals for people and to go and offer your service to help people.
Well, you know, one of the great ones, of course, is Good News at Noon right here in Gainesville, where, you know, they get involved with feeding the homeless and making sure that the homeless, you know, have Thanksgiving as well. Those are great opportunities that you can go out after you've had your Thanksgiving, after you've spent some time with your family. Because sometimes if you have family coming in, you know, everyone's pulling on your time. But it's great to even involve family with going out with things like that. Like we mentioned earlier, when we travel out to Los Angeles, we get involved with some of the activities that our friends are doing there and in the community to give back.
Yeah, that's good. And usually those activities are done before we have our event. So again, you're putting that ahead of your own needs at that time. And in the community of Gainesville, I mean, the Northeast Georgia Medical Center has a lot of facilities where they do things to help people. I mean, in the laboratory I work in, we do a needy family fund. And every day, you know, people get together and they try to donate or do things for a set of people in the community, a needy family community. And these are small little things, but they're small little things that add up and become very powerful over time.
Well, the Chattahoochee Baptist Association, they do a food drive. They do one all the time, but certainly right before Thanksgiving is a great time to go and donate some food items and make sure that they're stocked and they're supplied and they're ready for whoever might come by that needs additional food items for the Thanksgiving season and for their dinner.
And even some of your local supermarkets. I know Publix, usually they do a food drive where you can pay, I think it's $4.99, and they donate that money towards a set of meals which they can give to people in the community. So there's a lot of things like that that are out there that help.
And, you know, really finding out what volunteer opportunities are around in your area. And Access North Georgia has a great list of volunteer opportunities, so you can definitely check out their website and check out the volunteer opportunities there. And, you know, really, when we think about volunteering, it shouldn't just be at Thanksgiving. We really should make a habit of getting out there, getting involved in our community, and finding something that really kind of fits what your interest is, what feels like a good fit for you in terms of giving back to the community. I mean, it could be something working with kids. It could be, you know, something where you're working with the elderly, working with people who need additional assistance, or it could be even working with animals. So there are all kinds of activities that are out there that we can get involved with and volunteer. And then doing something a little extra at Thanksgiving just is the icing on the cake, so to speak.
That's true. And remember, there's one organization that's always involved in the community and helping the people that are homeless, or is our churches. Church of Ministry, they're there all the time. And they have programs and organizations that are plugged right in. And, you know, so they're there helping all the time, and they have their pulse on what's going on.
Well, that is very, very true. So that's a great way to stay involved and to really find out where the need is in your community, too. Because a lot of times the churches will have their hand on the pulse of that type thing.
That's true.
But, you know, also, too, thinking about, you know, people that maybe need a little something extra, during this time of the year is also a time when really everybody's wanting to get out there and travel. So people who may not normally travel because of medical conditions or maybe limitations in mobility, this is a time when they are getting out there and traveling. And I know in your profession, Dr. Beal, I know you are very in tune to what some of those needs are that maybe go above and beyond, because I know we've done several shows on staying healthy and, you know, making sure that you travel safe and things like that. But when you're traveling and you have medical conditions, it does add a different layer to your travel experience, or it could possibly. So if someone with high blood pressure, for instance, I mean, are there any things that we should keep in mind or that we should advise people who normally don't travel because maybe their blood pressure might be an issue, or even if it's not an issue, does travel add something to traveling if you have high blood pressure?
Well, the most important thing for people with issues like that, whether it's high blood pressure or diabetes and things like that, is going to be their medication. Make sure they have their medication with them. And also the access information of who their doctor is and some idea of the prescriptions, because if they forget them, then you can at least go to a local pharmacy. And most pharmacists, that they have the patient information, can call another pharmacy and you can get a prescription over there. But you want to first of all take that stuff with you so you don't have to turn around, go back, and then pack it up and then come back again. So those are things you want to make sure that you have. And again, the food. And a lot of elderly people like that, make this turkey a bit less salty. Mm-hmm. Try to include things in the diet, make the food a bit less sweet, things like that, that can help them a lot. So they can also enjoy the Thanksgiving dinner, but they're not, they can't have none of it because the stuff that affects their diet, such as too much sodium in it or too much sugar if they're a diabetic.
That's a really, really good point that we all need to keep in mind as we're having family and friends over. And maybe it's a good idea also, too, to just check and see if there are any allergies or if there are any food concerns that we need to keep in mind when we're preparing Thanksgiving dinner and inviting people over. We don't want people to feel uncomfortable or that they can't participate. So maybe just a quick little question, just generally put out there. Are there any food concerns that we need to keep in mind? Is probably a good idea.
That's true. Being careful, considering their problems or allergies for that. And again, it's a good time to be open to people, being fun and being caring. But at the same time, particularly if you're going out doing shopping on Black Friday, you also got to keep in mind that you've got to be careful, too, because there are going to be some people out there that are going to be looking to try to take advantage of you, and people looking to try to take things from you. So you've got to keep that in mind as well when you go out there with your pocketbook or things like that, that also exists.
Unfortunately, we do have that as well. But, also, too, in talking about people traveling who may have some medical concerns, I think about a couple of other things, too. And one of those is just maybe staying calm, too, because I know some conditions can be exaggerated a bit if you are getting nervous, getting upset, getting stressed. So planning ahead, we're always talking about planning more and more ahead of time. That's really our big tip that we're always saying. And that is really a good tip because that keeps the stress down. It makes sure that you are organized and you're not, if you have high blood pressure, maybe possibly raising your blood pressure because you're stressed and things like that. So packing the car ahead of time, making sure you get to the airport with enough time that you're not running through the airport trying to make those flights. And like you said, take those meds and stay on your routine. If your routine is that you're supposed to take this in the morning at a certain time, take into consideration any time changes also, too, that you may go through. So if the time moves ahead an hour or moves back 3 hours, take that into consideration and plan for that, not only with your medications, but also with eating and making sure that you keep yourself well-fed, especially for people who are diabetics.
Yeah, that's true. And again, have around a lot of fresh fruit. Fresh food's good, and a lot of good fresh vegetables are good. Very little things done to them. They don't need much done to them if they're good quality. And we're blessed in this part of the country here in North Georgia to have a lot of good, abundant vegetables. The greens are going to be great. You're going to have great collard greens. You're going to have great turnip greens, great mustard greens, good root vegetables, turnips, rutabagas. All that stuff's going to be good, and not to mention also the fresh pumpkins.
Well, I like all of those things, so check for me with all of those. A couple more things, though, because we're coming down to the end of the show, and this has been a great show with really talking about Thanksgiving traditions and all of the things that we enjoy doing. But a couple more things with traveling, especially if you're traveling by air, and that is take an empty water bottle with you so that once you're on the other side of the TSA security check, that then you can fill that water bottle. You have that there. If it's time for you to take medicines, you're not having to run around and get water, things like that. So if you have that already with you, it's no problem. Always wear comfortable shoes, especially if you have issues with mobility. Make sure you have comfortable shoes with you, as well as socks to keep your feet warm. It's always good to travel and wear socks, as well as maybe a pair of socks, too, as you're going through security. In some places, they still have you take off your shoes as you go through security. So that's just a way to protect your feet, especially if feet care is a part of your medical condition as well.
Sounds good.
Sounds really good. So this has been a great show. I'm ready for Thanksgiving. I hope our listeners are too. I hope you have a great Thanksgiving and enjoy it with family and friends and eat lots of food, because we will be doing that, Doc Bill and I. And we'll be back in 2 weeks for more Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Thanks for joining us. And this is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends on North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550 and FM 102.9 WDUN.
Oh, say, don't you know we love you, sweet Sadie? Place no one above you, sweet Sadie.
Well, well, well,
living in the past.
Sometimes it seems so funny, but no money will turn your life around. Sweeter than cotton candy.